Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. Another chance to hear from the Lord as He speaks from the heart. God loves us. I always say that and I always mean it. His love runs deep. I was just considering how much He loves us, how He sets things in order. You know, with that in mind, pray for the people you love. Sometimes God can do something about the situations of others. And when people have a heart towards God, or if their heart is salvageable, our enemy, Satan, will try to be a buffer between that person and us. And sometimes that person and our prayers for them. The enemy uses tactics to get us to believe that there's no hope for that person. And sometimes that's not the truth. The enemy never tells the truth, and all of his deception is designed to separate man from God. And he puts a lot of emphasis on people he feels to be a threat. He tries hard to get people to believe the worst to his advantage. And sometimes he'll get people to believe the best to his advantage. And I'm going to explain that. Sometimes the kid that gets in trouble, they get the prayers. People see that they're about to go, or it looks like they're going the wrong way. And the teachers, they counsel with the parents, and people start praying. The parents get the pastors involved, and they start praying. And you know, people who do things, they get the attention, and people start praying. It's kind of like the guy that rides a motorcycle. As he rides, people start praying for him, because some people feel like he's foolish for riding something with two wheels. Well, people, that's how it is. Now, the kid that looks that they don't give any trouble, they seem to be innocent, no trouble, good kids, people call them, they may not get the prayers. So the enemy will say, well, they don't need it, but we all do. They don't know what's going on the inside. Is that child in love with God? Does that child know about God? Or are people in general? Sometimes the nicest people, they need to be saved, and nobody ever told them, because they're so nice, they probably thought they were saved. We need to pray for everybody. You know, when the man want to shoot a rabbit, he usually gets a shotgun, because it's hard to shoot a rabbit. Sometimes we just need to pray for everybody, so nobody will be excluded, because God can do something about the situation, and He honors our prayers of faith. He honors our prayers of faith, and He's motivated to save. So pray for the people you love, and don't stop. Believe God for their life. There was a lady, I just thought about her. I never met her, but I heard Kenneth Hagin talking about her. And she had a son. And she was always on her son to go to church and serve God and do right. She was confrontational about it. And Kenneth Hagin, I got to go back and read the whole story again to get the facts perfectly correct. But what I remember him saying was stop doing. He told her stop doing that, but pray for him. And he said, confess, say that I surround him with love and with faith. And stop, don't badger him about doing the things you want him to do. Just surround him with your love, with the love of God and with faith. So she started doing it that way, and that boy started going to church. He got saved and did well. Now, I read the book and I read about what he said, what he did. So from time to time, I just pray for my own children and others. I say I surround them with love and with faith. And see, my children are under my authority. And I can pray for them, but I can pray for anybody. But I'm required to pray for them, being the priest. I'm their priest, I'm their father. And whatever they go through, they always survive it. They always go through it. They always learn and go forward. Every challenge they have, I surround them with love and with faith. And according to the Holy Spirit, I give them counsel. Sometimes we need to listen to the Holy Spirit to help the people we love the most and the people that we love in general. I said before, it's harder to win your family, but it's not impossible. It takes the wisdom of God. It takes strategy. It takes prayer. And He can cause you to say the right thing at the right time, or because of your prayers, He can cause somebody else to say the right thing at the right time. So be praying for your people, because the Lord's got to return. And He's not going to wait the day past the rapture. The day, He told me about almost 2 years ago that the day is set. He set a date. He did. God did. Father God set a date. And don't worry about trying to figure it out, because Jesus don't even know. Jesus said the Father put that in His own power. But you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. So if you ask Jesus when is the day, you're wasting your time. It'll be revealed to Jesus. When it's revealed to Jesus, it'll be revealed to us. When it's revealed to Jesus, it'll be revealed to you, because you'll be snatched away. You know, I said it before, I've never been raptured before, but I know any day now, the Lord can return. And when He raptures you, when the dead in Christ rise first, He told Jesus. But we know it's close, very close. So we need to be obedient, very obedient. And we need to be prayerful, very prayerful. Because we don't want our loved ones, we don't want anybody to be left here. And sometimes it takes courage to witness to others, people that you may not have that kind of relationship with, that you dialogue about God, but you don't want them left. So we need to be praying about how to win each other, how to win souls. And we need to be in tune to the Holy Spirit to do what He say do, according to the things He revealed on the other broadcast. Now the Lord will take you far beyond yourself. So when you, anytime you have a need, look to Jesus. Believe God for it, but in the duration, before your faith is finished and manifested, it has to be manifested and it will be finished. Look to Jesus. Don't take your eyes off Him. You know, He gave us that example when Peter walked on the water. Peter was walking on the water, and his goal was to walk out there to Jesus. And he was doing it, literally. So when you're in faith, believing God, stay in faith by looking to Jesus, considering the counsel of His word, hearing His word, being obedient, doing His word. That's how we win. And that's how we go forward. And that's how we learn the greater facts, because of our faith. Our days are numbered as well. We're not going to live here forever. But the Lord has to come back now. And He's not going to wait past the day He already said. Whoever's caught off guard will be caught off guard. It could be today. It could be this evening. It could be tomorrow. It could be next week. But it won't be very long from now. I don't see years anymore. the Lord said his return is imminent. Tell my people to be ready. And I know he told me that in time to actually tell his people. So I believe I got a little wiggle room here. Whether we have months or a few years, we need to be on it. Because sometimes it takes time for people to make up their heart and their mind. And I want you to know him. I want you to know the handiwork of God and what he can do in our lives. Because he loves us and he's worthy. He is good to us. And he's not, the Holy Spirit never hurt anybody. People just walk away from him all the time. They believe lies and forget about his counsel. Once one Old Testament scripture said they cast his words behind their back. But when he returned, they're going to cast their idols to the bats. They're going to hide in caves. They're going to try to run. And you can't hide from it. They're going to see his Shekinah glory in the whole, from the east to the west, and they're going to hide. They're going to know it's him. They're going to cast all their publications, their books, their Korans, their idols, their symbols, their icons. They're going to be gone. They're not going to worship Mary no more. They're going to see it for what it is. And they're caught off guard. Now, this is when he comes to the ground, when he touched the ground. But he's going to meet us in the air. We'll just be snatched away, and then all the tribulation period will begin. And it's not going to be good. The whole world is in danger of it. The whole world system's going to be judged. You know how when people do horrific crimes, you wonder, you say, well, why didn't God do something? These are the days of grace. He's not going to do nothing yet. But in the days of the tribulation, he's going to judge the whole world system for rejecting Christ and their disobedience and their murders. And it's not a secret. The book of Revelation has been told. Movies have been made. People have preached it. People have talked about it. It's going forward. It's going to happen. A lot of people know. And see, before God do something, he always send warning. And he did his job. He warned us. But what people did with the information, is that's their problem. And deception is like a heavy blanket. It's like a fog. And there are people that will get saved if somebody worked with them. Your prayers can help lift the fog. Now, once they're able to see the truth for what it is, then they'll have to believe on Jesus. When the anointing is spoken, or the miracles are worked, and the yokes are broken, then they got to make a choice to follow Jesus once they can see him. We're going to help them see him. And when you're not in the position you want to be in a dialogue about Jesus, you can live the life. The life you live is speech, is conversation, to help people see the Lord. So never get out of step with what God is doing. God loves us. His love has healing in it. His word is the knowledge of his love. And his word has healing in it, life. And I like doing things the easy way. Hear the word of God, receive it, read it, speak it. Let it, allow it to fill your heart. And use it to drive out all darkness. Even perfect love cast out fear. Just like the Israelites were supposed to cast out the Canaanites. You can't live with nagging thoughts in your heart. You got to drive it out of your heart. and your mind will be renewed. All of the old thoughts of the world, the lust, the greed, the pride of life, all the evil decisions, they can be driven out by the powerful life that's in God's Word. Never see God's Word as fiction. It's life. It's not fiction. The Bible's not a, it's not just a storybook. It's history written in reverse. And it's life. It's the life of God. It's the same life that God uses to create. When you look at all the stars, God's been creating for a very long time. Each one of those stars you see are suns. And they have planets. That's why they twinkle, because planets pull on their... The gravity of the planets shifts them and passes before them. And they twinkle. They're burning. It's fire, you see. Because they're suns. So, God has been making generations for years and years. He's Ancient of Days. And I mean Ancient of Days. And the same wisdom he used to build all these things, and even our bodies are wonderfully made. David said our bodies are fearfully and wonderfully made. It's amazing. The thought of what God has done to make our bodies, it put David in awe. That's why he said we're fearful. You know, he was in awe of how well we're constructed and we're wonderfully made. Now remember, David was a warrior. He knew how to wield the sword and bow. And your body can wield those swords and bows, bow and arrows, and axes and things like that. He can run, he can hide, he can, you know, he can fight. Because your body is fearfully and wonderfully made. There are parts of the body that help you balance, help you see, help you hear. Help you make quick, minute judgments, motor skills. All of this came from the mind of God. And he spoke from the heart and created us. And we're made in his image. You can't top that. That's why we need to do things God's way. We need to hear him out. We need to seek his life, seek his love. We need to learn to love like him, be patient like him, make judgment calls like him, live with honor like he does. See, if we look to Jesus, if we look to the Lord, hear his word, put that first, put his will way forward above our will. Now you're set up to learn things you can't learn if you put your will first. And your will, I'm not saying your will is evil, but it just can't match God's will. Your will can be very honorable, even much more honorable than mine. And I hope it is. But even at your best state and your highest form of your will, the will of God is going to ever increase you. So when you put his will first, which is putting his word first, and governing your life by his word, and shaping your will by his will, which is his word, you're going to be better off, put forward, far forward. God is going to bless you tremendously. And you're going to see things totally different and better. You're not going to be in the dark. You're not going to be left out. You're not going to be, life will not be like it used to be. And your influence will increase. Your advice will increase. Your counsel will be better. Godly even. And when the life of God is strong in you, you're going to see things in much greater ways. You're going to see the higher forms of intelligence. You're going to be able to think like angels. Now, in the business world, this can mean a lot. This can mean the survival of the company. Some of you may work for a company, and it may need that kind of wisdom. Now, we all need godly wisdom. So if you elevate in the things of God and hear Him out and receive what He's saying, you can make the difference for the company you work for. He loves us. He can give you the witty thoughts and inventions, things that make the difference, things that will help people see, things that will help people govern their lives. And you can make the difference in the lives of many people. God loves us. His love is true and real and good. And He wants to be that blessing for us. He wants us to see things like He does. He wants us to understand and go forward. So do I. Now His return is soon. And He's got to come back. So the more we do these things and practice His word, you'll see changes, some rapid, some slow, but it's happening. It's every prayer you pray and everything you do that's guided by the Holy Spirit is working. And it's working life. It's a work of life. It's abundant life. It's great. And never underestimate what God can do in your life, because you matter. You count. He's going to help you go forward. You're going to go forward in Him, and nothing will be lacking. Nothing's going to be lacking. And it's always working. So consider these facts, because the Lord our God is with us. Our God is good, and He is able to do all the greater works, even things that I can't imagine. So as we go forward, we'll be like those in the Word of God who did great things in their day. And don't discount the miracles. I believe more miracles are going to happen to help win souls. So whatever God gives us to do, we need to do it. Go forward. Go in His power and in His might. Do the wonderful works of God. Yield to Him. Working miracles is easy. It's just yielding to the Lord, taking Him at His word, doing the things He puts in your heart. If He gives you a dream to share that dream, that vision. It's going to make the difference. It will put people on the spot. It will cause them to think beyond their normal way of thinking. It will alert them. It will wake them up. It will help them see greater. And it will put you on the spot. But that's all right. Nobody was on the spot more than Jesus Christ. He died for us. He provided our healing. He provided our salvation. He gave our life meaning. So never be afraid of being put on the spot. But work the mighty works of God, because God loves us. And He's good. His grace is sufficient. And His chesed, His mercy, endures forever. And we want people to know Him and His love, and avoid all the evil troubles that's coming. The world must be judged. And God wouldn't do it if it wasn't just. He's doing it because it is just, and His justice demands it. So the world will go down. It will be judged. And we will live in Him. We will live the life of God. Those who rebel against the life of God will choose the world and have the same problems that the world have, and suffer the same judgment. unnecessarily so. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to move in our lives. He'll continue to bless you, teach you, train you, help you understand him. Till next time, remember, I love you. God loves you, and Jesus is our Lord.